Today's daf is daf Lamed Ches. Today's learning is sponsored for Shlema for Brian Delay Bas Yehudis Ari Ella. So we got to the bottom of Lamed Zayin and Beis. We're talking about various machlokas in between a Suffolk and a Yavam. The Suffolk being the child, we weren't sure if he was from the first husband, the actual husband Reuven, or from the second husband, the Yavam, which we called Shimon. So the Gemara's last question was that we had this debate that first the Suffolk claimed he was part of Reuven, so he got half the property with Shimon. But then when Shimon died, Shimon left behind a big property. He says, no way is that going to be actually a son of Shimon. Let me return the property I got from Reuven. Undo that din Torah. Let me divide amongst the other Bnei Shimon. I'm one of you guys. And let's divide Shimon's property, which is a much larger property. And we'll put Reuven's property back into the pot. The question is whether you could redo that or not. Gemara said that Rabbi Abba said that no, come Dina, the Dina is final. You can't now claim that you're Shimon once you already established your Reuven's child. Rabbi Yomri says, no, Hadar Dina, you can override that, overturn that Din Torah, and you can now put yourself in the grouping of Bnei Shimon. Gemara said this was the same exact machlokas as Admona and Rabbanan, which is a situation where a person owned the property in the middle of other properties. He went away for a long time, came back, and he lost the path. No, he didn't know where he was exactly. And the question is whether or not he's allowed to walk through wherever he wants, the shortest path, or he lost his path, and then that's it. There's no zechus anymore. And so the Gemara said, this machlokas between Admon and Rabbanan for the situation whereby, we'll look at the Gemara inside now, take a look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines up from Lamed Zayin of Beis, the words, a key pligi. When do they argue? Bechad, one person, da'asi mikach arba. That initially, when Admon left, there were four different people who owned property around him. But now that those four people sold to just one person. So one person currently owns it. So do you have a taina on that one person? So if it's just one person in general, of course you have a good taina. Because he can't say, oh, it wasn't the north, it was the south, it was the east, it was the west. Either way, it's one of your properties, you have to give it through. But since he comes from people who originally were four different individuals, and they could have said, it wasn't my property, it was his property, it wasn't mine, it was his, they could have pushed him off. So if it was four people, he certainly has no taina. If it's one person, he does have a taina. But if it's one person who comes from four original people, can they say, oh, if you don't, if you're giving me a taina now, I'll sell back the property to the original four, and you'll lose your tainas entirely. So the Gemara says again, keep ligi, when does Admon and Rabban argue? Bechad, one person, de'asi mikach arba, comes from four different people who originally owned it. Admon Savar, Matsi Amarle, you could say, Mikomakom, right now, one person owns all the four properties, Darchi Gavchahu, one of the, it certainly is a path that is going through your property that you currently own, so give me something. Rabban Savre, no. Damale, Ishaska Shaska. If you're going to be quiet, great. But if not, Ilo, you know what I'll do? Mahadrina Shtara Limaraya. I'm going to sell back the property to the original four. And when there are four different individuals, you've lost your tainas. Lomatsis Lashuya Dina Bahadayu. And you can't take them to a Din Torah if it's four different individuals because they all have a good claim. So now the Gemara says, Lema, let's suggest that Rabbi Abba holds the Amar Kirabanan. Rabbi Yirmir Damar Kadman. Let's see what that means. Rabbi Abba, who holds like Kamdina, he said that by the previous case, when the Suffolk said, I'm part of Reuven, that's final. There's no changing over. You want to be Bnei Shimon? No, come Dina. So they hold like Rabbanan that you don't get any property. Why so? Because since initially it came from four people, those four Zechuyos, so four people owned it when Admon initially left, that stays final. That's still part of the history of this land, and that's come Dina. You can't say because one person now comes and owns all four property, it changed it. When four people originally owned it, and you had no taina on four people, here to us now, although one person currently owns it, that's not going to change the history of what was going on. As opposed to Rabbi Yirmi, who says, by the case of the Suffolk Yaban, you can have the dina, you could overturn, although initially you said you were in Bnei Reuven, you can now change it to Bnei Shimon here as well. Even though originally four people owned it, and you had no zechus, but currently one person owns it, so you can delete the history, you can look at the current events right now. So that's how the Gemara initially suggests how they line up nicely. And the Gemara says, no, not true. Amr Lecha Rabba says, on the Amr I hold, although in general I hold, come Dina, that the Dino's final, afilu ka Admon, I'll agree to Admon in this case of the properties. Why? Ad kan lo kamar Admon hasam. Admon only says over there, el mishim damar le mimanav shach. Either way, currently one person owns it. Darchi khad gavechu. There's one property that's going through one path that goes through definitely one of your properties. That's a good taina. Aval hacha here, mi'ikal meimar hachi, but in this case, it's not it doesn't work that way. It's not so clear how this fits in, but Rashi says, it's a question of tainus bari versus tainus shema. Meaning, by the case of Admon, the tainus bari, he's a certain taina, I definitely have a path that goes through your property. One person owns the property around me. It's a tainus bari. That's good, vadai. the case of Suffolk, yeah, I don't know if I'm a B'nai Ruin. I don't know if I'm B'nai Shimon. That's a tainus of Shema. That's not strong enough. So it's a question of Bari versus Shema, and that's why there's a distinction in these two different cases. Not about Hadar Dina or Kam Dina. It's the tainus Bari versus tainus Shema. That's the distinction. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiya, two lines down now, in Lam Nechetz, Rabbi Yirmiya, who's the one who says, no Hadar Dina. You could overturn the din by the Suffolk and Yavam. He says, Afilu L'Rabban, even to Rabban, I'll agree. Ad kan lo kamir Rabban Hasam. The only reason why the Rabban said there by Admon's case that he has no taina because El Mishim Damrlay Ishaska Shaska Ilam Hajina Shara Lamaraya. I've got a taina. I can sell back the property to the original four owners, but Matzis Lashuya Dina Bahadayo, and that's why because I could sell it right now. Right now I could change it over, as opposed to Val Hacha here. But the case of Safek, you can't sell back to Bnei Ruben Bnei Shimon. It's not Shaykh to make such a taina by whose son you are, and therefore Kimika Lamei Mahachi. Could he say this claim? Certainly not. And since this taina of selling back doesn't exist by Suffolk and Yabam, there the case would be actually would remain the same, and you would say, in fact, Hadar Dina. Fine. Okay, fine. A bit confusing. So now the Gemara says, Suffolk v'Yabam. You have a case of a Suffolk v'Yabam. Suffolk is, we don't know if he's Reuven's child or Shimon's child. And you have the Yabam, who is Shimon. And they're coming to debate, Shabo lachlok v'nichsei saba. They're arguing about the grandfather's property. So you have Reuven passed away. He's not in the picture. So his son would inherit, if he knew Vadai, who his son was, his son would actually get half of Saba's property. And Shimon, who's the uncle of the Suffolk, of Reuven's son, would get the other half. Because normally, Reuven and Shimon splits. Reuven dies, so the son of Reuven gets the other half. So Suffolk says, I am the son of Reuven, I get half the property. But the Yavam says, no, you're not the son of Reuven, you're my son, you get nothing. Because the father is the one who's Zocha and the Saba, not the grandson. If there's a son and a grandson, the son gets over. So Shimon says, you're not my nephew, you're my son, you get nothing. So the Gemara says, Suffolk v'yavam shebo lachlok b'nichsei saba. Suffolk amar, hi gavra, me, myself. Bar mis, I'm the son of the deceased. I'm the son of Reuven. Upaga didi, half goes to me. The Yavam amar, Shimon says, no, at bari didi, you're my child. V'les lecha v'lomidi, you get nothing. You're not your grandson. I'm the son, you get nothing. So what do you do? Have a Yavam vadai. The Yavam Shimon definitely gets Yerusha. Because no matter how you slice it, no matter where you put the Suffolk, Shimon definitely gets something. Either gets half or everything. So he's Suffolk, and Vadai, V'Suffolk. V'Suffolk ain't Suffolk, mostly Midei Vadai. The Suffolk, B'nei Reuven, B'nei Shimon, can't take away from he who has a Vadai, a Chazaka. So therefore, the Suffolk gets nothing in this particular instance. Now, next case. Suffolk, U'B'nei Yavam. So you have the case of a Suffolk, who's maybe the son of Reuven or the son of Shimon, and B'nei Shimon. Let's say two people of B'nei Shimon, two children of B'nei Shimon. They have a debate now. Shebo lachlok b'nichsei saba. They wanted Saba dies. So now, both Reuven certainly died, and Shimon died as well. So when Saba dies, so the grandchildren divide the property. So now what's the time here? The B'nai Shimon definitely gets something. There are two of them. And the Suffolk either gets half of it, if he's B'nai Reuven, or if not, he gets a third with the B'nai Shimon. So what do you do now? So Amar, the Suffolk says, how gavra me, bar misa, who I am the son of the deceased, and therefore, Palga Didi, I get half of it. I agree, you get half, but I also get half. And Bnei Yavam, Amri, no, Achunat, you are our brother, Umansa Islacha. You only get a portion, which would be a third, according to their calculations, Islach Bahadai. So now, let's understand how this works. The Gemara says, Palga, the Kamodi Lu, the half, right? The Suffolk agrees that Bnei Shimon definitely get half. He said, I get half, and the two of you get the other half. So that half, Shakli, the two Shimon get half to divide. Now, Tilsa, the third, the Kamodi Lei, that the Bnei Shimon agree, no, you're one of us, you get a third of the property. Let's imagine the property is divided into six parts now. So Suffolk says, I get three, and you get three. So three goes to Bnei Shimon, because everyone agrees to those three. Now, there's three that's still in question. The three that Shimon, that Suffolk thinks is his. Now, the Bnei Shimon says, no, you're one of our brothers, you only get a third, so the other two of the three that remain go certainly to the Suffolk. That leaves 1/6 left that's debated. So the Gemara says again, the Palga, the half, the Kamodi Lehu, that everybody agrees to, Shakli, the two brothers of Bnei Shimon take. Tilsa, the Kamodi Lehu, the third, that Bnei Shimon agree that Suffolk does get, Shako, that Suffolk takes. Pashtu Danka, 1/6 remains. Have Mamon Hamutal Basafik, that's the money that's debated. Vaman Mutu Basafik, Chokin, they divide that 1/6. And that's how it turns out. Fine. Final case, the Gemara says, Saba v'Yabam b'nichsei Safik. Let's say the Saba And Yavam, which we're calling Shimon, the Nichse Safek dies. He dies. Now, who gets it? The Nichse Safek, so if he's the son of Reuven, so then the grandfather gets it before the uncle. That means Saba would get it instead of Yavam, instead of Shimon. If, however, he's the son of Shimon, then Shimon gets it, the father gets it before the grandfather. So that's a debate, who gets the property of Nichse Safek. Or, the Gemara says, Saba v'Safek. So now you have the Nichse Yavam. Let's say Shimon dies. So if Safek is Bnei Reuven, so he's only a nephew to Shimon. So the father is going to inherit before the nephew inherits. But if the Safek is the son of Shimon, when Shimon dies, the son gets it before a father would get it. So that's a similar debate. So Gemara says these two scenarios is Havi Mamon Hamuta B'Safek V'Cholkin. Okay, so that, we've exhausted all the different scenarios of the Safek, Yavam, Bnei Yavam, and Saba. Fine. So now the new Mishnah tells us as follows. The Mishnah says, Shemeres Yavam, Shenafala Nichasim, if a Shemeres Yavam, while she's still waiting for the Yavam to act, for Shimon in this case, to perform the Maisa Yibam, so if she gets property in the interim, Modim Beishame Beisole, both agree, Shemelcheres V'Nosenes V'Kaim, she's able to sell and give as she pleases. She has full ownership to the property because no Yibam was performed. You're going to see it's a bit tricky what the case is here. There's some type of Zika here. Maybe Erison, maybe Nisuin here, but either way, Shemeres Yavam, she has full rights to sell and give, according to both Shammai and Beis Hillel. Next scenario. Pay attention to these cases, because the Gemara is going to analyze them. The Seifa, we're going to call this now. Mesa, if she dies, however, so then, Ma Yaseh B'Ksuba, so what do you do with the Ksuba? So the Ksuba, this piece is going to be a bit tricky. We're going to change how Havina to Maskana. This Ksuba right now, we're going to learn this to be that Machlokes, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, which we're about to see, is Ksuba about our Ksuba, what they do about the Ksuba. But at the end, the Gemara on the base, we're going to see that actually the Ksuba was not really debated. Everybody agrees to do the Ksuba. The real Machlokas is the next few words, is B'nechasim ha-nechnasim v'yotin ima. So what do you do if she dies now? So there's a debate. Who does she go to? Does the potential Yavam get the Yusha? Because he was about to do Yibam. Or does her family, the Yorshe, her Ab, the father, her father's family gets the Yusha? So what do you do when she dies? So my yaseh b'ksubasa, u'b'nechasim ha'nechasim v'yosim ima, which is the nechseh malug, which is the property, the dowry that she brings in with her, which she is titled to normally, except her husband gets rights to eat the fruit from it. So what do you do with that property that she owns? Beishami omrim yachloku, yorshe habal im yorshe ha'av. They divided the yorshe habal, the yavam, he has got a taina, it's a real be mine, there's a certain zika that we had. And the Yerusha Av says, but no, you never did Yibum, so it really should be mine. So there's they're chulkin, their property of the Nichse Maluk. Beis Hillel Omrim, Nichasim B'cheskasam. No, the Nichasim remained in the previous Chazaka, whatever the status quo was prior to this. The Cheskas Marikama. Ksubas B'cheskas Yerusha Baal. The Baal never paid out the Ksuba. So it should really go in the Baal. The Ksuba is still in the Chazaka of the Baal, so the Baal collects the Ksuba. And Nichasim that which was her property, that was under her title, the Nichse Mulug, would be Cheskas Yerusha, would go to her father and her family. That's how Hillel would divide everything based on the Cheskas Marikama. And then however, they get married, so then the din, as we know, is Harehi Kisha L'Choldavar. That means the Yavam takes over everything. She's a full wife to him. Ubavad should take Ksubasa on Nichse Baila Harishon. So long as the Ksuba is on the first husband's property, we'll wait for, I think, prior to tomorrow's daf. We're not going to analyze this last line just yet. Okay. So Gemara says, Maishna Resha, Dilo Pligi, Umaisha Sevi De Pligi. The Resha, which is where the Shemeres Yavam was alive still, and she got property, everybody agreed. There's no machlokas between Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Modim that she could sell and give as she pleases. She has full rights. How come they don't debate? But in the Seifa, when she dies, there's a machlokas Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. What to do? Beis Shammai says you divide the property. Beis Hillel says you go based on Cheskas Marikama. So why is there no machlokas in the Resha, only in the Seifa? And so the Gemara explains, this is going to be a long-winded answer. Just kind of stick with it. Amar Ula. Ula explains. Resha dinafla kishi arusa, v'seifa nafla kishi nesua. The Resha's situation where she was only engaged to her husband, her original husband, and then the husband died. So now there's a Shomer Yavam. That's a weaker type of Zika to the Yavam. The Seif is where she was married to the first husband, and then he died. So she's a Shomer Yavam to the Yavam, but through a Nisuin, so it's a much stronger type of relationship to the Baal. So that's why I'll just say outside first. That's why the Resha, everybody agrees when she shomeres Yavam, since it was only originally Arusa to the first husband, she has full rights to it. She never got married to her first husband. She has full rights to give and sell as she wants. The second case is where she was married, And then her husband died, so that Zika is stronger to the Yavam now because she was married to the husband, so now that's strong to the Yavam. The Yavam has more say, so that's why there's a debate that, no, there's a Chazaka, or maybe the husband, they should divide it. So that's a stronger situation of the Sefer. So Gemara elaborates now. Again, Amar Ula, Reisha de Nafla Kishi Arusa, that's why she has full rights. The Sefer Nafla Kishi Nesua. And further, Kisavar Ula Ula holds Zikas Asura, Arusa rather, Ose Safek Arusa. So when there's a Zika from an initial Erusin situation, it produces to the Yavam a Zika of a Safek Arusa. Not a Vade Arusa, but again, it's similar to the previous relationship. That's going to dictate what the Zika relationship will be. But again, it's key. It's only a Safek Arusa, which means a low-level Zika is now applied to the Yavam. The Gemara elaborates further. Zika's Nesua also only is also Safek Nesua. But again, the Zika has to parallel whatever the original relationship was of the wife to the husband. That's going to, again, dictate what the Zika status will be as well. So now the Gemara proves, okay, so we get Erison is also Erison, Zika's Erison, and Nesuin is also Zika's Nesuin. But the question is, how do we know it makes only a Safek Erison and Safek Nesuin? Maybe it should make a Vada Nesuin. In other words, if you view Zika to be so strong that when the wife loses her husband, there's a Zika to Yava, maybe that should be mamish like Kiknusa. It should be mamish like a Vada Nesuin or a Vada Erison. Why is it only a Safek Erison? Why is it only a Safek Nesuin? So the Gemara proves its point now. Gemara explains, Zika's Arusa. When there's a Zika from an original relationship of an Erusin, it's also only a Safek Arusa, not a Vada Arusa. How do we know? Because Disagadaitach Vada Arusa. If it were to be that when her husband dies through Erusin, there's now a Zika to Yavam as a Vada Erusin, so then, Modim Beis Hillel Shemocheres Venoses Vekayim, is it true that Beis Hillel would agree that she could sell and give as please? We're about to prove that when there's real Mamish Erusin, she doesn't have full rights anymore. That's how the Mishnah tells us in Ksubas, Nafulo, in a regular case, Nafulo Nechasim Mishinis Arsa. If she's engaged, in a regular case, she's engaged to her husband, and she gets some Yerusha, Beishame Omer Timcho, she's allowed to sell, because she never got married to her husband. They're engaged. Everyone's alive. A regular case. They got engaged. So, but still, at the end of the day, they never had a marriage yet. They didn't get married yet. So as an Arusa, she could sell. Beishil Omer Lo Simcho, she's not allowed to sell. However, Elav Elu, Modim Shimit Macha, Vernasakim, if she did sell, it's good. But Lichachila, not to sell. But our Mishnah says that Lichachila, everybody agrees she's allowed to sell. So it must be that the Erison makes a Zikas Erison, but only a Safik Zikas Erison. Because it made a Vadai Zikas Erison, Beis Hill would not allow her to sell Lichachila. So it must be it's only a Safik Erison. Elishma Mina, it's Zika, Zikas Arusa, Osa, Safik Arusa. Fine, that's first point. Next case, Zikas Nesua, which is the same for a Mishnah, is also only a Safek Nesua. It doesn't make a Vada Nesua. They're not Vada married. The Yavam does not marry the Shomer's Yavam when they're just waiting for Zika. It makes a Zika, strong Zika, but it's only a Safek Nesua. So how do we know? Because this Hakadaitach Vada Nesua, had it been that when the husband dies, Shomer's Yavam, the Zika makes her married to the Yavam, even though Yibam was not performed yet. Is that really true? If it were to be Vada Nesua, Beishami Omrim, Yachaloku, Yorshe Baal and Yorshe Av, would he agree that they would divide the property? Ratzan, the Mishnah tells us that Naflu is also in the Gemara Ksubis. Naflu la Nechasim Mishnah Nisei. So they got married, a regular case. Husband and wife, they're married. And she gets property, a relative dies. Elu ve'elu, everybody agrees. Modim, Shimachra, Vinasna, Shabal, Motzi, Mialu Kukos. You can't sell once you're married. The husband has more rights than she has rights. So he wouldn't allow anyone to, there's no dividing. Husband has everything. It must be that they're not Vale married through Zika. El Shma Mina Zika's Nesua Ose Safek Nesua. At best, not a Vale Nesua. In the end of the day, the difference between the Reish and the Sefer is when she's alive, that first case is where there was only Erusin, and the second case was where there was a Nesuin. That's first pshat. So now Rabbah comes along and challenges this suggestion. Rabbah says against Ula, Amar Lei, Rabbah, Ademiflagi Begufa Ulachamisa. Once we're saying that there's a debate between Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, the Seifa, which we ended up saying the Seifa was not only a case of Nesuin, but also happens to be a case where she had died. Why talk about a case when she died, what the status is of the goof, of the property itself? Why not talk about a case when she's still alive? Liflagu, Bechayeh. Let's say the Shemesh Yavam is still alive. You could still have a debate between Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, the guy with the Peros, who has rights to the Peros. I mean, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel would have that same machlokas if it's a case of Nesuin, whether she's dead, about who owns the property, or even if she's alive, who has rights to the fruit, whether or not it goes based on Chazakah, or does it go based on Yachloku, Yorshe Baal, and Yorshe Av, who has rights to it. Why dafka case of Misa in the Sefer? It doesn't have to be a case of Misa. So the Gemara says, Ella, therefore, I'm Rabba. Rabba says, it's not a question. The Reisha and Seifa is not a distinction between Erisin and Nisun. Edi vi Edi, both the Reisha and the Seifa, the Nafla, Kishinasua. She was married to her first husband, and her husband died, and she now is a Shemesh Yavam to her Yavam. Zikas Nisua Ose Safik Nisua, and it makes her Safik Nisua to the Yavam now. So what's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? Reisha, Ihi Kaima, she's still alive in the Reisha, and when she's still alive, Havale Ihi Vadai, she is Vadai, she is a Chazak on her property, Vinu Safik, and the Shemer's Yavam, the only status of Shemer's Yavam when he's alive, the Yavam rather, he's a Safik Nisuin. If he gets married, they're married. If not, this Zika creates a Safik Nisuin, depending on what track he digs. So he's a Safik, whether he'll get married or not. She's a Vadai, because she certainly owns the property. Vadai beat out a Safik. So that's why the Reisha, she could be Mocheris and Nuses as she pleases. But the case is, but the Seifa, yes, she was married initially to her husband, and her husband died, and it created a Safik Nisuin to the Yavam. But then she died, Vadai, but the Seifa is Demesa. So now when she died, it's not Safik versus Vadai anymore. Now, it's who has rights. Is it your Shebaal? Is it your Sheav? Now it becomes Safik and Safik, because she's no longer in the picture. Halu Ban Liarish, V'halu Ban Liarish. They're both trying to divide who's the proper ownership. And the Gemara says, therefore, V'yachloku, because the Seifa is when she's dead, becomes a case of Safik and Safik. And that's why Yachloku, according to Beis Shammai, and Basil says, no, it goes based on Cheskas Marikam. So now the Gemara says, Esevi Abai. Abai asks Rabbah the following question. Is it really true? Beis Shammai Omrim, L'Beis Shammai Ein Safik, Motzi Ve'Vadai? A Safik can't take out of the Vadai, because the Reisha case we said, when she's alive, she's called the Vadai because she's alive. And the Yavam is called the Safik. And we say, Ein Safik Motzi Mi De'Vadai. Is that really true? Beis Shammai agrees to this concept? We're about to prove a case that we see where Safik can be Motzi Mi De'Vadai. Where do we see this, according to Beis Shammai? Hatzan, the Mishnah tells us, a Mishnah Maseches Baba Bas, or the very end, Nafla Bais Alava Val Aviv. So let's say there's a person, we'll call him the Ben, the child. He has zero property to his name, nothing. And the father has got a lot of property. So they both die in a house that collapses. So Nafla Bais Alava Val Aviv, or perhaps Alava Val Marishav, on him or anybody else who might be Morish property to him. So now there's a debate. Who owns, who's going to get rights here? So the Gemara says, Hayu Alav Ksubas Isha. So he owed money to his wife, but he had no money to pay for it. Ubalchov, and he also had a Balchov people had to collect from him, but he had no money to his name. So now it works to the benefit. If the father died first, so the son is now Yorish the father. Now he has money to his name, so they want to say, father died first, and then the son died, so now they can collect the ksuba, they collect the chov from the son. But if the son dies first, so the son never was Yorish anything for the father, and the father died second, they have no taina. The father owned everything, but never went to the son. They can't be toveya from the father. So now this is the debate. Yerushav, those who inherit the father, Omrim, Haben Meis Rishon. First, the son died, so the son never collected from the father anything. V'charkach Meis Av, and therefore we collect everything from the father. But the Balchov, or the wife, they say, no, Omer Ha'av Meis Rishon. First, the father died, and when he died, he was Morish everything to the son. Now the son finally has got some property, money to his name. V'charkach Meis Ben, then the son died second, so we should have a taina to collect the chov from the son now. So the Gemara says, how do we paskin? Beis Shammai Omrim, Yachaloku, we divide it that Yerushabal Chov collected. Ubeisil Omrim, Nechasim, Bechetzkasan, we leave the property in the Cheskas Mayakama, wherever it was, no changes. Now, Gemara says, wait a second, according to Beis Shammai, Vahahacha, Yerushab, Vad, Yerushab certainly have the Vad they claim here. Ubal Chov Safik, there's a Safik. They don't know who it is, whether who died first. So how could you have Kaasi Safik? How could the Safik Yorshe Balchov? They have no idea who died first. The Safik. And they could be Motzi from the Vada Yorshe Av. They certainly are part of the family. The family's got first rights to it. So how could be Safik Motzi Vadai? Mor says, you're right. This is a unique case. Now, I'm going to be very superficial. It requires a lot of Ian to understand what's going on here exactly, but we'll be just superficial to get to the Gemara here. Says the Gemara, Kesavri Beishamai Shtar HaOmeid Legavos Kegavai Dami. When you have a proper Shtar, a document, it's ki'ilu, you collected on the property already. So when I've got the shard that you owe me money, it's ki'ilu, I collected already, and no longer am I considered Safik, I'm now considered Vadai. Now Rashi doesn't say Vadai, Rashi actually says both are like Safik, but if you look at Rashi writes, two white lines down, ki'gavoy dami, kolomer gada koach ashtar, so great is the koach of a shtar, of a document, u'kmo shemuchzak b'nechasim, it's ki'ilu, they have a stronghold of the property. The harei hein kamu b'makam aben, they're standing in the place of the son himself, Umuchzokim b'nechasim dami, as if they're holding on to the property. Hilkach safik v'safik hu, they're both safik, or I'd say both are vade, either way, but they both have a chazaka, an equal chazaka, yorshe av, with the balchov. Vein kan chazaka leze yosem izeh. Im av mesh rishon huchzak balchov miyad. If the father dies first, the balchov collects it. V'lor minin ha-mechusak gavai. We don't say, oh, what do you mean? You never collected the property. Vim ben mesh rishon huchzak yorshim. So that's how the Gemara explains here. So now the Gemara wants to say, okay, prove to me. How do you know there's such a concept that shtar ha'omri legavos kegavu dami? What's the basis of such a concept? The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara proves to us from the following Mishnah. It says, "Minah tamer." How do we know? So the Mishnah quotes in the Meseches Sota that it's not. Meisu balein. So let's say the situation whereby the husband gave a kino to the wife. He gave a kinala that you can't be with this man, and she was nistera, and she was caught in privacy with this man. So she's supposed to go through the process of the sota, and the husband dies before he's able to take her to the bezdin, so to the Sanhedrin. So Gemara says meisu balein. The husband's died. Achlo shasa, before she was able to drink. Beishami omrim no los ksubasan vein shosas. They collect the ksuba and they can't drink because the husband has to be alive for them to take to the base mikdash for the drinking. So drinking is an option, so she could collect the ksuba. Beishil omrim o shosas o lo notlos. Either you drink it or you take or you can't take it. If you want to take the ksuba, you have to drink first. If you're not willing to drink, so then you can't collect the ksuba. Gemara says, wait a second. Ksubos o shosos. Drinking is an option. The husband's dead. You can't have her drink without the husband being alive. V'hevi ha'ishas isho amarachmana v'leke. He's not alive. So shosos isn't on the table anymore. Ella, what Basil says is mitoch shelo shosos, because she can't drink because the husband's dead. Lo nolos ksubas, and she can't collect the ksuba. But according to Beishama, he allowed one to collect the ksuba even though he died. Ha ha ha, the suffix who? But it's a case of a suffix. What's a suffix? Suffix is an eye, suffix lows on it. Maybe she was mizana and she doesn't get the ksuba. The cause is suffix, emotzi me de vade, and she could go and collect the vade. Vade, the husband's Yorshe Baal, has a chazak on the ksuba and the money, and she's a suffix, whether she deserves it now because she may have been mizana. The suffix can be emotzi me de vade? Ella must be, shmamina. This case is different because there's a ksuba here, shtar, haomer legavos kegavu dami. She holds the ksuba, she holds a shtar. It's kilshi already, collected the money, so she's also called a vadai. She has a stronghold of this, and therefore it's not a case of suffik motzi vadai. It's a vadai motzi midevadai. It's as if it was collected already. So now the Gemara says, okay. So now we have two different mishnahs proving the same point here. This mishnah in Maseches Sota, and the mishnah also in the Maseches Babas about the nafla bias. I mean, they had the same underlying point. The explanation to both mishnahs was that it's a shtar or midlegabos kegavadam. That's the same exact yisod from the mishnah in Babas and the mishnah in Sota. So Gemara says, okay, Babaye lo sei meha. So when Abaye initially asked this question against Beis Shammai, before he knew the answer of kegavadami, he said, ain't tafik mosi midevadai. Why did he choose to ask the question from the Mishnah of Babas about the house falling? Why did he not ask the question from the Mishnah of Sota? So Gemara says, I'll tell you why, because Duma Ksubas Isha Shaini Mishum Chinam. May he understand. He understood that you couldn't ask a question from Sota, because the case of Ksuba is different than the case of Baal Chov. Ksuba, we actually want the women to have an upper hand to collect the Ksuba. Meaning maybe only by the Ksuba we would say, Shtar Omei Lagabos Kegavadamim, because we want women to know. If women know, if they knew that they couldn't collect the Ksuba, they wouldn't get married. They don't want to be in a marriage and lose out on the Ksuba. So they have to give them a certain guarantee so she won't get married. So by Ksuba, the case of Sota, we can anticipate that could have been an answer of Shtar Omei Lagabos Kegavadamim. That wasn't a proof. But the case of Nafla Bias, we're talking about Baal Chov in this situation, that's a big chiddush to say, Shah Omi the Gabos Kagavadami. So he's able to ask a question. That's really a case of Ain Savik Motsumi Vedvada. How could that be? We have to come on to the answer. No, there's a chiddush that a Shah Omi the Gabos Kagavadami. That's why he had to ask the question of Savik Motsumi Vedvada from the case of Baal Basra and not the case of the Gemara in Sota. So Gemara says, okay, Ulosre Ksuba de Masnisim. So, what about, ask the question of the Ksuba in our mission. The mission in Daf Lam and Chesam and Aleph here, ask a question from there. What's that question? So if you look at Rashi now, Rashi around 10 lines up from the bottom. Rashi explains the question. That's what I told you before about that Ksuba in the Mishnah. Unclear whether the Ksuba was also a debate between Beis Hillel and Shammai, or Ksuba wasn't really the debate. So Gemara says, Rashi writes, V'losvei b'Ksuba d'masizin, our Mishnah. Da'ar minan Beis Shammai yachlok. Beis Shammai says, when she dies, Shemeres Yavam dies, Beis Shammai says, you divide her Ksuba. To Kasaka Daitach, the Havamina here is, Hashu Beis Shammai Nami Aksuba Amri Yachlok. He's referring to the Ksuba, that you divide the Ksuba here. The Kaasu Yorshin Dida, Misafik,
V'gavu palga diksuba miyabon dehavi v'adai. The yavam is part of the husband's family, and they have a chazak on the family. And she comes from a safek case, because we don't know if they're married yet. So her yorshin, her safek, are being motzi mide v'adai from the yorshe habal. So isn't that a great question from safek? Is motzi mide v'adai? Ask from our very Mishnah. V'hasim lek l'meimer, there you can't say mishim china. Didn't we say whenever there's a ksuba, it's pashit, we view everything kegavu dami. We can say china, because our case, the woman's dead already. The ksuba is only, mishum china, is only when the woman's alive. We want her to be happy to collect the ksuba. But when the woman already dead, is dead, there's no china, Rashi says. Mishum china, becheskes yorshe baal. I said, mishum china, the hasa mesa, she died in our Mishnah. Begavi yorshin lo chayshin l'china. We're not concerned of china to the yorshin, the inheritors, to make them happy to be married to collect the ksuba. So it's not cause of chayn. That's not a situation here, even though it's a case of ksuba. So should we bring a ride from our Mishnah again that the suffix yorshe ha, which is this the isha, what we say the yorshe ha ha'av could be collecting from yorshe ha baal? It's suffix motzi midevade. So Gemara says no. In our Mishnah lo pliki, they're not arguing about the ksuba. Ksuba is not part of the debate. Ksuba, it certainly goes the cheskes ma'at. It's kegavu dami. Certainly the woman's able to collect it. How do we know? But lo, they don't argue. Our Mishnah clearly says, v'hakatani, meis, if she dies, ma yaseh b'ksubasa, u'b'nechasem, ha'm'nechasem ha'yotzem ima. What do you do with them? B'shamer omim yachloku, yorshe balim yorshe av. He said they divide both of them. They are arguing about ksuba as well. U'b'shamer omim nechasem b'cheskasem. Or he says, no, hachi kamer. This is what it means to say in the Mishnah. Meisa, when she dies, ma yaseh b'ksuba. So what do you do with the ksuba? And then the Gemara says, v'shavka. We don't address ksuba till the end. So ignore ksuba, put it in the back burner. And then the Mishnah addresses, in regards to nechalsim, ha-nechnasim v'ayotzim ima, regarding the nechsei melug, her dowry, be'shame omrim yachloku, yorshe ba'alim yorshe av, be'shil omrim nechalsim v'cheskasim. And legabi the ksuba, all that remains v'cheskas ma'akam, that actually is all hers, it's kegavadami. So Gemara says, Amr of Ashi, Ashi says it's also quite precise to say this way, because masnis nami deka, the katani yachloku, yorshe ba'al, im yorshe av, v'lo katani, yorshe av, im yorshe ba'al. Shema Amina, what does that mean exactly? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi writes five lines up, dekanami, v'tayim alo mishim deshtar ha'om l'gabas hu, v'lo nitna ksuba l'gabas michayim. It's the reason here is not because of this concept of omi l'gabas dami, rather, yorshe ba'al, im yorshe av, nichse muluk. To collect her property, we say the yorshe ba'al are able to divide with the yorshe av, her side. Wait a second, what was the rabbi trying to bring here? Hold on, I just lost the flow for a second. I'm trying to prove here that they don't argue about the ksuba case here, because it says yorshe abal and yorshe av. So yorshe av have the property of, that the ksuba is yorshe habal. And nechasim nechse melug is yorshe haav. So had they been arguing about ksuba, it should have said yachloku yorshe ha'av with the yorshe ha'bal, if it was talking about the ksuba, because they're the ones who own it. They're dividing with the yorshe ha'bal, but it doesn't say that. They say, no, the yorshe ha'bal are dividing with the yorshe ha'av. Yorshe ha'av are the ones who really have the strong, of the chazaka. What's yorshe ha'av? That's referring to the nichse melug. In other words, the debate is only about the nichse melug. It's not arguing about the ksuba. So that's, again, that's, it had said, Yachloku Yorshe Baal and Yorshe Av, and also Yorshe Av and Yorshe Baal, that would indicate they're arguing about by the Nichse Melug and also the Ksuba. But from the fact that it only says that the Yorshe Baal are Yachloku with the Yorshe Ha'av, what's the Yorshe Av? That refers to Nichse Melug only, and that's the only debate. And therefore, the Ksuba was not part of the discussion here as well, and that's why they couldn't ask any questions from this very Mishnah. Okay, a bit tricky, but this is Maseches Yevamos. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Mirza Hashem will continue this tomorrow.
That if the woman dies, nobody's yours.